Welcome to Small Bites Sound Bites, a midweek segment of Food for Thought podcast, where I, your host, Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau, share short, succinct, thoughtful responses to typical questions, myths, and misconceptions related to plant-based eating, veganism, and animal protection. You can support this podcast today by going to joyfulvegan.com/donate. A response to being vegan or vegetarian is one that goes something like this. If everyone stopped eating chickens and cows and pigs, they'd go extinct. Is that what you want, vegetarian and vegan animal advocate? You don't care if these animals go extinct? Yes, I've heard this. I've heard this many times. So hang on. When someone asks me that question, I have to ask, do you mean the factory-made domesticated breeds exploited by the meat, dairy, and egg industries to maximize profits and feed our voracious appetites for animal flesh and fluids, and who, as such, are not part of any natural ecological system? Yeah. As someone who cares about animals and the tens of thousands of species who are threatened in the wild, I would have no problem with a few Frankenstein-like breeds going away. The Angus breed of beef cattle, the Beltsville breed of turkey, the Holstein breed of dairy cow, for instance, their wild ancestors were part of the natural world. The wild cattle, the boar, the wild chickens, the wild goats, wild sheep, wild turkeys. But we took and take that away from them. We twisted their genes. We created breeds to make these animals grow larger and produce faster than their skeletons and organs can support. We hunted many of the wild ancestors to extinction, and we took away their habitats. Also, we can have an abundance of meat, dairy, and eggs every minute of every day. If you need to find a culprit in the extinction of species, look no further than animal agriculture, not vegans. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. Thanks for listening.